Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on Wednesday, December 11th. It's morning in the U.S. The trading day in Europe has just wrapped up. And with me this week, coming back for a second appearance, is Desmond Strelzo. We refer to him as Dez. Dez was on, Dez refers to himself as Dez, and we also call him Dez. But Dez was on in early October after a big drop in European butter prices during the second half of September. And we talked about the potential volatility in the market and how things had come down, but were maybe starting to firm up again. What's happened in European butter since early October?
Well, it's been a roller coaster. Thanks for having me back, first of all.
Yeah.
Delighted to be back. It feels like just yesterday I was back on this pod. I was on this podcast. So trying to remember exactly what the market was doing. It had just taken its big fall, I think, off the highs. And if I'm not mistaken, that was probably done just after the all-time highs. I think the October traded all the way up to 82.50, I believe, was the absolute peak. And it has not hit those highs again. It has tried a couple times, but it has failed. And it's kind of just been bouncing up and down, but slowly trending lower since. Today, we're trading the Q1 at 69.50. So yeah, we're down a good bit off the highs.
So Q1, 69.50. That's about $7,300 a ton, or $3.31 a pound. That's still higher than what I'm forecasting, but my forecasts have been way below the market for a while now. Does it feel like it's going to bottom out here, or still moving a little bit lower short term?
You know, the last 2 weeks has been probably the stablest it has been since a long time. It's probably since the summer. So we've been trading 7,000, just under 7,000, just over 7,000 for about 2 weeks now in a tight enough range. And the trade seems to be happy with that. However, that could just be a symptom of, you know, end users being finished their purchasing for pre-Christmas for 2024, you know, people trying to take a break from on the buy side. Because we're seeing mostly trade on both sides of the market at this stage. So realistically, you know, this market does have potential to go higher. Cream has softened. Milk prices have softened a little bit as well. But realistically, Nate, and you know this well, like there's not a whole lot in storage at the moment. You know, people weren't storing butter at 8,000 euros. They were selling it. So, right. It's a tricky one. We're seeing good milk production out of particularly Ireland here and the UK, which has probably softened prices, contributed to softening prices there. So, yeah, it's really a question of when the buyers come back in, if they've covered, and how much is in storage, and if there's any kind of supply disruptions into Q1, given that there's not a whole lot of storage in storage, what does this mean for upward potential? You know?
Yeah. The milk production numbers broadly came in better than expected for September, and October is turning out a little bit better than forecast as well. We just got the Irish milk collection numbers here this week, and on a headline basis, Ireland was up 14.8% from a year ago. Fat and protein content was strong, so on a milk solids basis, up about 16.2. But that is lapping over big declines last year.
Yeah.
Skim milk powder was following a similar pattern where European skim milk powder futures had come off at about the same time that butter futures had dropped. And we saw a rally in European skim. But looking at the graphs, it looks like EU skim has taken another good leg down in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's really continuing the story of skim mostly for most of this year, where most rallies have been selling opportunities, have proved to be selling opportunities anyways. I think the catalyst behind the latest one was kind of a weaker O'Neill tender, because the prices did rally before that, and we saw some firming, and it caught a couple people by surprise, I think. But ultimately, that rally turned out to be kind of short-lived, and the sellers returned, and were happy to continue selling. So from a supply side, I think, you know, people are probably well covered, and there's enough to go around, at least to the end of the year. So I expect these prices to kind of continue in this vein that they're currently in.
That's bad news for the U.S. The European skim has been the cheapest of the major exporters for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I think the quotation this week worked out to about $1.25 a pound, and the U.S. spot market is still up at $1.38, although facing some downward pressure. But the one that has me scratching my head the most is really on whey pricing. We've seen a lot of strength in the U.S. in spot dry whey. We have whey protein isolate prices that are at record high levels. What are you seeing in the European whey market?
Yeah, just in the whey market, it's been a market really dominated by trade. And to be honest with you, there's been a good few people looking at that spread with the U.S. And I think they're scratching their heads as well why this whey market hasn't rallied to the same degree that the U.S. market has. Realistically, I think, yeah, it did. I'm at a loss as well, as you could tell. It did show some strength kind of about a month ago as the U.S. market started to pick up, but it ultimately fizzled out, and trade were happy to return and sell any kind of higher prices.
Yeah, I was looking at the EEX versus CME dry whey spreads last week, and Q4 is like record high with European prices at a big discount to the U.S. And even into Q1, the spread is still near record high. Like, it seems like there should be some convergence there, especially when you factor in the potential for China to put additional tariffs on U.S. product. Like, it should be favoring European whey prices, but that market is just struggled to maintain upward momentum, and I don't have a great explanation for it either.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that European protein pricing seems weak compared to the other major exporters. But again, that just means it just, why is that the case? And it's a struggle to come up with a good explanation.
Yeah. That spread, that CME EX spread, has been one way traffic for about 12 months now. Even longer, maybe 18 months, where that spread has just widened and continued to widen. Because I remember looking at it around this time last year as it just started to widen. I said, oh, that might be a selling opportunity there. But thankfully, it's no one heeded my advice too much, because it's really widened a lot in a painful way. I think you hit the nail on the head. Perhaps it has to do with soft protein prices and powders in general out of Europe.
So we didn't talk before we recorded the podcast, but one thing that I've been thinking about is the whey prices quoted out of Europe. Like, the EEX is a feed grade whey, and the U.S. is typically a food grade whey.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that spread? Is food grade whey in Europe increasing faster? And maybe it's just kind of, we're not seeing it because we're looking at the feed grade side of things.
Yeah. I mean, the high quality stuff has definitely been where the demand has been, and feed has been softer in general, just I think as a global issue more than anything. You know, lack of Chinese buying would be one big hot ticket headline there. I think it is a quality of the protein issue.
So we're about 2 weeks away from Christmas. You mentioned some buyers or the market is slowing down a bit, with some end users already having coverage on and maybe starting to step away from the market. Are things going to continue to slow down for Europe? trade wise?
Probably, you know, I think it's only natural. In cheese, we've definitely seen that. Just bringing it back to one of the other markets there. In cheese, we've definitely seen that, especially the last week where the cheese market, all the buyers appear to be covered. And as milk production has kind of been better than expected, I think there's a lot of cheese left on shelves. Retail demand seems to be kind of satiated, at least. So we've seen a big decrease in cheese prices just in the last week, and I think it's a sign of the market a little bit going to sleep pre-Christmas.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up cheese. I forgot to talk about that one, and it's a concern on my radar because part of my bullishness on U.S. cheese prices for Q1 has been the high prices in Europe, but we've seen European cheese come down quite a bit in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and we saw cheddar at GDT 2 weeks ago, week ago, 10 days ago, come down quite a bit. So it does look like cheese prices in EU and Oceania are coming down closer to where the US market currently is.
Yeah, I mean, that Q1 mozzarella is down about 5% in a week.
Wow. So,
yeah, we're seeing some pretty big declines in the last, and it's just really the buy side evaporating and the sellers left holding a full deck of cards.
And with that, Des, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, great, Nate. Thanks for having me on again.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial PTE LTD Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products, an exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152 SHK is regulated by by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Sir. ISIS Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and slash or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI NFAID 0476094, or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652, and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the StoneX Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of StoneX Group Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 StoneX Group Inc. All rights reserved.